WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Survivors of the Auschwitz death camp are telling their stories at a ceremony in southern Poland marking 80 years since the camp was liberated. 86-year-old survivor Tova Friedman was one of the youngest to survive.
I thought that we all have to die, that it was normal. If you're a Jewish child, you have to die.
Leading the U.S. delegation, President Trump's Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff and Commerce Secretary nominee Howard Lutnick. Today, the president will speak to House Republicans at their retreat in Florida. There's concern from Washington to Wall Street and to Silicon Valley after a Chinese company's AI model outperformed the equivalent American models at a fraction of the cost. In Southern California, it's raining in areas that's helping wildfire efforts, but it's increasing the risk of mudslides. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 11 people were rescued from the ice in the Bay of Green Bay in Door County Friday after winds and open leads caused a crack that widened up to 30 feet in under an hour, leaving them stranded. All 11 anglers were rescued with no injuries. Meanwhile, another ice rescue happened in Nassauwappe outside of Sturgeon Bay Friday. The Coast Guard is reminding all anglers that no ice is 100% safe and stepping over an ice crack is always dangerous. The southern portion of Green Bay is officially closed to shipping traffic for the season. The U.S. Coast Guard closed down the area southwest of a line from Peshtigo Point to Sherwood Point to all commercial traffic this weekend. Next month, Theta Care Medical Center Waupaca will be shutting down its labor and delivery unit. Friday, members of the Facebook group Save Our Waupaca Labor and Delivery protested in an effort to save the maternity services. The hospital claims labor shortages and an increase in complexities in maternity care have driven more people to use Theta Care Nina to deliver their babies. Theta Care has said the community pushback will not change their decision. The maternity unit at Theta Care Waupaca is scheduled to close February 15th. A Racine man has admitted to his role in a swatting operation that targeted Ring doorbell camera owners across the country. Stuart J. Waddles has the story.
The feds say back in November of 2020, Kaya Nelson placed hoax emergency calls to 911 and live-streamed the police response on social media. The week-long spree saw Nelson and his co-conspirators get access to victims' Yahoo email accounts and their linked Ring devices. Nelson faces a potential sentence of 15 years in federal prison.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks are in Utah. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Jazz in Salt Lake City, Utah. The Bucks losing to the Clippers in L.A. over the weekend. 127-117. Bobby Portis was not there. He was out for personal reasons, a family matter. Portis has missed only one other game this season, back in November due to an elbow injury. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a win over Nebraska, 83-55. Badgers guard Kamari McGee on the Cornhuskers coming back after being down 19-2.
Game of basketball is it's a game of runs. So we know like teams are going to throw a punch back. No team is just going to get hit and just sit there and take the punch. So we knew that they were going to respond to how we came out talking. Like, it's okay. Like, just weather that storm. Got to keep moving forward. And we did.
Hockey, the Wisconsin men's team with a good performance against number 10th ranked Michigan. In a two-game series, the Badgers winning the first one 5-4. Game two ended in a 4-4 tie in overtime. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds and windy today. A few sprinkles or flurries possible. Highs in the mid-30s. Wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Still breezy tonight with lows around 18. On Tuesday, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Still a bit on the breezy side. Right now, it's 28 degrees.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, Greg Thompson, American English Show at Waverly Beach, and Kerry Josephson from The Walk to End Alzheimer's.
And we'll talk the Movo Center with Kathy Compton, the new Galaxy exhibit. Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call, text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Hey, the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team heading east for another Big Ten matchup. They take on Maryland this Wednesday. Our coverage starts at 5 p.m. You can listen to your Wisconsin Badgers men's hoops all season long on Civic Media stations WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WRCE Richland Center, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, and WLAK in Amory. You can catch the game on the Civic Media app. That is this Wednesday starting at 5 p.m. Joining us now, she is the St. Croix Democratic Party co-chair and was a state assembly candidate in her district in western Wisconsin. Danielle Johnson is our guest. Good morning, Danielle. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jane. Yeah, I'm joining you from my very fancy studio here in my garage.
I love it.
My camper in my garage.
To keep away from the dogs.
That's right. Yeah.
We appreciate
thanks
that.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, you have a really nice piece on Civic Media, actually. It says, Why I Believe Ben Wickler Will Show Up for Rural America as DNC Chair. The vote for the chair is going to happen this Saturday. I saw this morning, Danielle, that Minnesota's Ken Martin right now does appear to be the favorite, but Ben Wickler's got to be a real close second. First, I want to start with when you were knocking on doors in your district. What kinds of things were you hearing from people? What were the issues that were top of mind for folks?
Yeah, so I would say, you know, the message from the Republican Party was coming through loud and clear about essentially immigration and the economy were really big issues on, you know, doors that of like those types of swing voters that we have a lot of in Wisconsin. And so that was quite a bit. There was, you know, there's definitely people that are always glad to see their representatives on the doors, you know, prospective representatives. You know, I had a lot of great conversations with Republicans as well, but I would say that was a big theme.
Do you think the folks who said that they were concerned about immigration, do they understand the ramifications of mass deportations and what this is going to mean to like our food supply system?
No, not at all. And I think that's part of, you know, the problem is that I don't think with our current flows of information that people have are not encouraged or also just don't have the capacity in their lives to really understand issues on a deeper level. You know, they really understand them on an emotional level, and it's very hard to, you know, have a super informative conversation on the doors, you know, on doors when you're taking people off guard. And, you know, sometimes it is really difficult to have those deeper conversations about real information. You know, we can talk about how people feel and how they're feeling about the election. But, you know, as they say, elections really are based on emotion and not necessarily on facts.
I don't know how we combat that, Danielle. You know, if your main source of news is Facebook and your Facebook friend's cousin's dog walker said X, I don't know how we fight if that's where you're getting your main source of information from. I don't know how to combat that.
Right. But that, you know, that fact is that people base their decisions on emotion is not new. I mean, that fact is age old. And I think what the Democratic Party needs to do, and I think what Ben helps us do, is really when we mobilize people, people really start to believe that we're fighting for them. And we see in this election that message did not come through, is that Democrats are really here to fight for working people, which also means we need to step up to the plate and really put our money where our mouth is and lead with our values, which are that. So I think that's the thing that can cut through. And when we are genuinely in that fight, that message should come through.
Well, one thing that Ben has said that I think is really interesting is he said most Republican voters are getting their information about Democrats and their Democratic policies from Republicans. And mm-hmm. that's a problem.
That's right. That's right. I mean, what I said previously does not minimize the fact that improving our information flows is extremely important. And for us to start to tell a story about ourselves, you know, in a unifying way.
What else do you think Ben Wickler would bring to the head of the DNC that that the other candidates are lacking?
Well, what I know, I mean, I don't know as much. I've been watching some of the debates and things like that. I certainly don't know as much about the other candidates as I do Ben. But what I know about Ben, really, that a lot of people will say, is that he is a listener. And when I, you know, I was co-chair of the St. Croix County Dems from 2018 to 2020. And what was, when I first started getting involved, like a lot of people, which was in 2016, when I woke up the next day and was like, what is happening in this, what has just happened? And sitting on the side of my bed crying. And then, you know, especially in 2022, realizing, oh, when the Dobbs decision came about, going, oh, this is why I cried. You know, it was not an overreaction. But when I first started getting active, it was very clear to me that we were I was rooting for the rural part of our county. Like, I wanted our county party not just to pay attention to the biggest population city, which is Hudson in St. Croix County, but really pay attention to places like Baldwin, where my business is. And I was extremely passionate about that, because if we are basing winning elections on, you know, a growth economy, like essentially like the growth of metropolitan areas, we're missing the mark. And what Ben was able to do was really that instinct that I had, or that belief that I had, that passion that I had for the rural part of our county and the rural part of our states, or the rural parts of our state, is that we can't leave that behind. We can't disregard that. We need to be able to communicate in ways that bring people in. And through listening and investing in the organizations of our rural county parties and finding places for people like me who are very passionate about the rural part of our state, it's not only what we need to do to win elections, but it's what we need to do to lead with our values. And I really appreciate that about Ben. And I really think at this moment in time, that is absolutely 100% of what's needed for Democrats to get back on track.
If you're just joining us, Danielle Johnson is our guest. She served as St. Croix County Democratic Party co-chair, was also a state assembly candidate in her rural district in western Wisconsin. And we're talking about Ben Wickler, who's been head of Wisconsin Democrats and is now vying to head the Democratic National Committee. The vote will be this Saturday. I think we would all love to see him get this at the same time. It's like he's ours and I want to keep him here because he's done a great job. I mean, granted, Democrats picked up seats in Wisconsin under the new fairer maps. That is a good thing. That's something that hasn't happened in over a decade. And there's still a way to go, but I can certainly see how he would take his expertise to a national level.
Yeah, that's right. It's hard to imagine who the next leader in Wisconsin will be once Ben wins. I think he has a good chance. I just saw that there's a lot of great governors who have endorsed him and things like that. And he's done a great job on the debates that I've seen. So, yeah.
Danielle, when you were knocking on doors, especially in rural areas in Wisconsin, did you hear much concern about school vouchers and taking money away from public schools to fund private schools? Is that very top of mind for rural voters?
I'd say there's not a lot of schools like that in our area. What I did hear though was about taxes, because we've had so many referendum on the ballots in order to fund schools, and that's a huge problem. So when people talk about taxes around here, they're not talking about income taxes, they're talking about property taxes, because Wisconsin has really shied away from adequately funding schools.
But again, it's, do they understand who's been in control of those dollars? It's been Republicans in control of those dollars for over a decade and essentially underfunding not just Milwaukee, which I think they love to brag about, but they've been underfunding communities all across the state. And now when they see these property tax increases because of the school referendum, you can take that right back to the Republicans in Madison.
Yeah, that's 100% true. And I would say that's an area of growth for that message to get through. People have this, you know, part of the propaganda that's going on is, you know, pitting people against each other is the belief in the rural part that, you know, Milwaukee and Madison are taking our money away, when the opposite is true, that it's the Republicans who are doing that in order to favor the more wealthy parts of our state. So,
well, and what's really concerning too, Danielle, is that again, these voucher schools and these private schools, as you said yourself, there aren't those options in a lot of rural districts. So if they end up killing off all our public schools, I don't know what folks think are going to happen to their schools in their rural areas. It's not going to be good. We're going to continue our conversation with Danielle Johnson. You can always join us, 855-752-4842. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
She gets mad and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 11:30 news, we'll lighten things up a little bit and talk Oscars. Is it a requirement that all Best Picture Oscar nominees have to be really boring? That's my hypothesis. I'm just throwing it out there. And then we're going to wrap it all up, as we always do, with this shouldn't be a thing today. It's the Let's Get Snippy With It. That's coming up at the very end of the show. Right now, though, we are joined by Danielle Johnson. She is a former co-chair of the St. Croix Democratic Party and a state assembly candidate in your rural district in western Wisconsin. Danielle, before the break, you had mentioned that you didn't really get involved into politics until 2016. And I think there are folks listening who are like, gee, I'd like to do something, but I don't know where to start. And do I really want to do this? And what was your experience like? What, I mean, did you, when you woke up that day and you're like, I need to do something, what was the first step? Where did you go first?
I first went to find out where my county party was meeting. So, and it took, actually, you know, and I went to a meeting and I kept going to meetings. I didn't know anybody, but kind of just started to figure out what their deal was, what kind of activities they were doing. I remember one thing when I was, before I became co-chair, I was so passionate about reaching out to the rural part of the county, you know, when it came to election time and we were doing canvassing. I was like, I remember talking to one of the young organizers for that particular election going, okay, what do we need to do to canvass out of New Richmond, you know, instead of just Hudson? So I pestered him for quite a while until we were launching volunteers out of the New Richmond area. And it's just a matter of like showing up, finding people you can work with, you know, just moving the needle however you can. One thing I would really encourage people to do is realize when they start getting involved with their county parties is realize that these people are volunteers doing their best and that you're not going to get a catered, horribly organized, wonderful volunteer experience. Like, if you're doing it just so you can just, you know, hang out for a couple of hours one time and just think you've created had a beautiful experience, it's not going to be like that. We're doing our best. There's a lot of disorganization, and you need to figure out how you can move the needle, what you can do to help that organization along.
I guess the one criticism I did hear of Ben Wickler and how he handled things was maybe not necessarily listening closely enough to folks on the ground in our rural areas, and the desire to see more attention poured into those smaller communities as opposed to the larger ones, like you had mentioned.
Yeah, I don't know that it's, I think this last election took everybody off guard to a large degree. As I was canvassing, I've ran for assembly twice. So I ran for assembly in 2022 and then in 2024. And this last time, as I was knocking on doors, I realized that there was something going on that, as far as people, you know, bringing up time and time again the immigration issue, the economy, things that were not aligned with reality, and to a large degree, at larger degree than before in 2022. But I really think that I don't know if we could have done anything, if we could have tapped into like, hey, this is going on, if there was a mechanism for us to really realize that was such a strong force and be able to react to it. You know, I think mechanisms like that going forward would like a feedback mechanism where there's intel from the ground that feeds back up to the top is something that we need to look into for the future. I don't consider it a fault, though, because there, you know, here we are, and you know, you can dissect it as much as you want to, but I don't think anybody really saw to the magnitude of what was coming.
Well, and I guess what I find so disturbing is, and that's very much by design, to encourage people to look at immigrants or those who have less and make the argument that you're getting stuff that I should have, when really the one common enemy we all have are the Jeff Bezos and the Elon Musks and the oligarchs of the world. They are the ones who are taking from us, not people who are on the same financial plane or even lower than we are on the financial plane. That's not the problem. It's the guys up there that are the problem.
Yeah, that's 100% right, Jane. And I think what we need to do going forward is, you know, there's still some people who believe like that we should sort of downplay our values, you know, like not really dig in deep to protecting the LGBTQ community, and, you know, so that we can get elected to go more towards the center so that we can get elected. And I think it's just wrong. You know, to your point, we have to lead with our values, that none of us are free until all of us are free, and that the most marginalized people in our society is a way for us to essentially lose our own power. Nobody is powerful unless all of us are powerful. And I think, you know, Ben has those values, and I think that's what we need to do going forward, is to embrace those values, lead with those values, and that's how we deliver the message that working class people are not going to be left behind by the Democratic Party.
Well, we'll see what happens on Saturday. The vote for the head of the DNC happens this weekend. Danielle Johnson, you are an inspiration. If folks want to get involved, do like Danielle and just find out first and foremost where your county Democratic Party meets and get involved. You can do postcards. There's all kinds of ways that you can get involved if you don't want to just sit back and watch things happen. Danielle Johnson, thank you so very much for joining us today. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Jane.
Stay with us. News is coming up next. Then keep it right here. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. We'll be right back.
But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin residents will have an easier way to file their state taxes for free this year. According to the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, residents will be able to use the IRS direct file system for their state taxes after integrating the program with the WisTax state tax return platform. Taxpayers will be able to use the software to automatically import their W-2s and their 1099s into the system. The individual tax filing season begins January 27th, and residents can check their eligibility and register through the system on the IRS Direct File website. The Oshkosh Common Council will take up a troublesome intersection at its meeting Tuesday night. The intersection in question is at Oshkosh Avenue and North Sawyer Street. Currently, that intersection has two sets of stoplights and several converging lanes. Public Works Director James Robb said the city is considering a straightforward four-way stop at that intersection. The intersection has been on the city's radar for years, and recently it was able to purchase property north of Oshkosh Avenue that will make changing it possible. Infrastructure issues have held up the plan in DeForest, so now Southeast Wisconsin looks to be getting the very first one. Stuart J. Waddles has more about the Buc-ee's buzz.
Oak Creek officials will discuss the Buc-ee's project at a plan commission meeting Tuesday. The proposed 74,000-square-foot convenience store and fueling station would be located on the southwest corner of I-94 and Elm Road. That's just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. The project, featuring 120 gas pumps and EV charging stations, faces two public hearings before a potential March vote. It could open in early 2027 if approved.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new hobby that requires almost absolutely no activity, consider hurkle-durkling. It's a centuries-old Scottish tradition. Hurkle-durkling translates to the art of lazing in bed. The practice encourages people to stay in their pajamas and not get up. Most of us consider this being lazy or depressed, but if you use the phrase hurkle-durkle, it makes it sound more clinical. Still probably not an acceptable excuse for being late to work. Now, hotels are encouraging people to take a hurkle-durkle stay. Yes, by all means, go spend a few $100 a night to stay in bed and not do anything. Money well spent. Amy Schumer says she might actually be canceled after admitting to hooking up with a fan. She talked about the experience on the Call Her Daddy podcast, saying that a professional baseball player who was a huge fan visited her for a rendezvous in her hotel room one night. She goes into more detail on the podcast. Let's just say they did more than hurkle-durkle. Schumer's new comedy special, Kind of Pregnant, drops February 5th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds and windy today. A few sprinkles or flurries possible. Highs in the mid-30s. Wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Still breezy tonight with lows around 18. On Tuesday, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Still a bit on the breezy side. Right now, it's 31 degrees.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW Weekly Newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter. Mino and the Mayor.
He's negotiating with our paid sponsor.
Not sorry. That is true. Sorry. I forgot you were a paid sponsor.
Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. How are you, Kristen?
I am good. How are you guys
Excellent.
Doing?
Nice to see you.
I freaking love starting my mornings with you.
We love having you here. We really do.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and founder of Chip's Money Tips, Chip Chinnery, and filmmaker Nathan Demming, who is touring Wisconsin to promote his film February. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'm bored. I'm the chairman of the board. I'm a lengthy monologue. I'm living like a dog. I'm bored.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair. Greg Bach is on the board. Coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, what used to be Twitter. You can also call and text directly from the app. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, you should do so. Wherever you get your apps, look for CIVIC, C-I-V-I-C. Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app. You can call and text directly from that, and it is, as Greg likes to say, absolutely free.
Get it.
Maggie Dawn coming up later on this afternoon from 2 to 4. She is going to talk about us and money. Americans and money. Donald Trump, of course, promising tax cuts for the ultra wealthy because they're really struggling right now, Greg.
Let's take a moment.
It's not easy being an oligarch. Yeah. And, you know, Jeff Bezos has the biggest yacht, and I have the second biggest yacht. And so I need, you know, a comparable yacht. So those people need tax cuts, obviously. And the rest of us, well, yeah, we'll just have to deal with it.
Is there any other time this week that people can, besides the Maggie Dawn show from 2 to 4 every day here on Civic Media, anywhere else they could hear Maggie?
The wonderful Maggie Dawn joining us.
Oh!
Tomorrow morning at 10:33.
I had no idea.
I know, you're surprised.
I'm very surprised.
Maggie will be here to join us tomorrow from 10:33 when we like to slot in one of our fellow Civic Media talk show hosts. Mm-hmm. Find out what's going on.
Yeah.
You and Pat Kreitlow talked about this morning on Up North News Radio. Of course, the Oscars and the Oscar nominations are out, and you guys were talking about Best Picture, and there is one in the running this year for Best Picture called Conclave.
Yes.
I paid for Conclave.
Oh, boy.
I paid $6, but it was so boring. It was so boring. And I like Ralph Fiennes. I think Ralph Fiennes is a great actor.
Well, that whole cast is amazing.
Stanley Tucci is fantastic. Everyone in there is fantastic. It was awful. Am I the only one who saw that movie and was just bored to tears? 855-752-4842. Did you think Conclave was boring? I didn't finish it.
You didn't finish? Oh.
No. I got at least halfway through, and it's like, I just don't care.
Donald Trump becomes the Pope. There you go. I ruined it for you.
It's like, I don't care who becomes Pope. I really don't. I don't care.
It's just, you know, and I'd further the question out for those listening. You know, feel free to call in 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Just the Oscars alone, when you see the movies, I'm a person who probably sees maybe one, if two, Oscar-nominated films in a year. And the rest, I just feel like it's always me going, what?
Yeah, I feel the same way.
What is that?
I feel like I am not high-minded enough.
No, yeah. I mean, and I mean, I'm not the most educated man on the earth, but I feel like when you're talking about the best movies of the year, I should at least have heard of some of them.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I mean, short films, international films, animated films. Like, there's a lot of movies where I'm like, I get why I haven't heard of this because they're not my jam. I don't get into international documentaries or things like that.
Right.
But Best Picture... That just feels like every single one of them, I should say, oh, I know that one. I know that one. I think they just made this. There's one of these that's made up.
Well, okay, we've got Anora.
Yep.
Never heard of it.
Nope.
The Brutalist I know because Adrian Brody is in it.
The only reason why I know The Brutalist is because of the Golden Globes.
Because he won for that.
Exactly.
And it's a really long film. I understand it's like 3 hours, 3.5 okay. hours. Really, really long movie. Complete Unknown, that's the one about Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
going to start an international incident, but Bob Dylan could never sing.
Okay.
Never.
In Jane's opinion, Bob Dylan can't sing.
Great writer, poet. I'll give him that. He never had a good voice, ever.
Okay.
Just saying. Conclave. Again, Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci. Who's the other one that I'm
getting? Gary Oldman in that? Is he in that? I don't know. Hold on. Let me look at the poster.
I'm thinking of the very tall, whose name escapes me right now. Dune Part 2.
That's interesting that a sequel.
And science fiction, which doesn't normally seem land for the best picture category.
John Lithgow. He's the other one.
That's it.
I mean, and Isabella Rossellini, who is also a fantastic actor. Mm-hmm. Like that's a stellar casting conclave. But yeah, just as I said to you and Pat this morning, the high intrigue of picking a new pope.
I kept waiting.
Yeah.
The whole thing moved so slowly. It's like, where's the tension? Where's the whole? I just don't care.
Yeah.
Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. What do you want to say about this?
No, and based on what you said, I have no desire to see it. I guess my point is that I have, what makes movies good or not? For most of this stuff, I just want to be entertained. I mean, that some of it I want escapist stuff. And for Dune Part 2, I thought that movie was worse than Dune Part 1 because I was expecting, having read Frank Herbert's original book,
yep.
And none of them have met up to the what is actually in the book. I mean, they'd be far better off sticking closer to the book than adding their little takeoffs on it, because there's actually been a lot more supporting literature on Dune in the whole thing as Sun took off and had put in the whole history of what was going on prior to that. But I mean, there's movies that I thought I enjoyed. I enjoyed Madame Web. Maybe that makes me twisted. But
you're the one. You're the one, Mark, from Prairie du Sac. The only human who liked that movie.
And it wasn't the best movie at all, but I mean, I just kind of enjoyed it. Here's a poor woman to get thrust in anything. She goes, well, what the hell is going on now? And all this stuff is happening to her. And yeah, it could have been some other, but I actually appreciated it. I mean, that actually you all of a sudden you're faced with there's more or less a demon, and you have to do just the best you can. That's how the slides I took from it, because I just kind of appreciate the whole hero thing where heroes thrust upon you more than they have to do, and just do the best they can, and the three little characters that got introduced in that movie. I said, well, there's a storyline right there.
Well, they're well. Mark, I'm sorry to tell you this. They're never coming back again. Never.
And that sucks, I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
But
because I thought that was interesting that here we have another, they have the whole multiverse that they've introduced into these movies. And what's wrong with that?
That's a whole other conversation, Mark. Appreciate you
really
calling.
Really appreciate that, Mark.
I will say, though, Mark, you can know this, that Madame Web has been recognized because it is nominated for the Razzies this year. So,
well, there you
we
go.
We should talk about those before.
The Razzies.
Yeah, exactly. But
and don't take my word about Conclave, Mark, because that's just my opinion. A couple folks on the text line, somebody on WAUK, I loved Conclave. I was raised Catholic and knew the background of the politics involved. I was also raised Catholic.
So was I.
And I'm familiar with the politics. Sue from Franklin, really? We thought Conclave was great. You need to watch the ending. There's a twist, which is what Pat Kreitlow referred to this morning.
Yeah.
The whole point, I think, is that no one is perfect.
Well, that's the whole point of the Catholic Church, I think. Or, religion in general, at least in Christianity, you're not perfect.
You get a second chance.
Especially for the presidency. What? What now?
Dave from New Berlin. I didn't know John Lithgow was still around.
Oh, yes, he's still around.
Dave, he is still around.
Oh, he is. He is an American treasure, in my opinion.
He really
is. He can do everything. So.
Also, we're talking about the Oscar nominations. Yeah. This year's nominees for Best Picture, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys.
What's I'm Still Here about?
I have no idea.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to a place called
Google.
The Internet.
I'm Still Here. Nickel Boys, The Substance. That's the one with Demi Moore. Kind of a body double horror movie thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to stay young forever, which is probably a really good message for Hollywood. I'm just saying. And then Wicked. Also kind of a surprise.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it was going to be Wicked's year until Emilia Perez showed up. And there are people who are saying, you know, all right, we get it. It's a musical. It is, what's her face? Very famous. Selena Gomez, who's very lovely. I love Selena Gomez on Only Murders in the Building.
Ariana Grande is in Wicked.
I'm talking about Emilia Perez.
Oh, Emilia Perez.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And, but there, I've watched a little bit of some clips. I'm like, this doesn't look good. Like, it's just, it's very, as my uncle would say, Ocaron with what's going on in the world.
Okay.
It's topical. It's musical. It's got a famous person, famous people in there, but not a lot of, like, backing behind it for how great it is. Like, Wicked is, I think, from what I've been told, is a fantastic, beautiful movie.
Right.
But Emilia Perez just sort of came out of nowhere and all of a sudden is in our faces with, like, Wicked should have gotten all the nominations. They didn't get Best Director, but Emilia Perez is 13.
Well, I do think Hollywood likes to reward smaller, obscure, unique storylines.
This is a Netflix movie with a huge budget, with Selena Gomez and Zoe Saldana. This is not
still here.
Oh.
Interesting.
No, that's, once again, Emilia Perez.
Oh, Emilia Perez.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. Those small movies, yes.
They like those.
But Hollywood also loves to pat themselves on the back to say, look, we're not just a boardroom full of old white dudes.
Previous Oscar winner best pictures include Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm. That was
another really, really, really long movie.
That was a lot to take in.
Also moved really slowly.
Yeah.
Year before that, remember this? Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Love that movie.
You did?
Oh, God. Yes. Yes.
I was so confused by the end of that film.
Yeah, that's why you got to watch it again.
Maybe you can just explain it to me.
Yeah.
Draw it out slowly. Nomadland went from 2021.
I never heard of that one.
That was with Frances McDormand.
I love her, though.
Living in her van.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
While
yes,
working
yes.
for Amazon. That was a good film, but okay. A smaller,
yeah,
smaller movie.
Yep.
Not a lot of explosions and exciting things. 2020 winner was Parasite.
Yeah, that was
pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Spotlight.
Spotlight's an amazing film,
which I still watch.
Yeah,
when I really want to be depressed, from 2016. Yeah. Another one that lost me, and I tried to watch this one. Remember Birdman with Michael Keaton?
Yes, I remember that one. And I just love that between Birdman and there was another film he was in that year, it just brought him back to us because I felt like Michael Keaton was gone too long from our world.
Our consciousness?
Yes, and when he came back strong, and I love that.
That was another movie I couldn't finish.
Maybe you should finish movies. Jane, maybe if you finish your movie, you'll know if you like it or not.
But if I'm bored for three quarters of the film, is that a good indicator of a good film for me?
I feel like I would make the argument that if you're three quarters of the way in, just take the ball all the way down the rest of the field.
I should finish it off.
Yeah, if you're bored halfway or even less then yes, turn it off. But if you're three quarters of the way through, then
suffer through it.
Suck it up. Suck it up, Matt Nair.
2011 Best Picture was The King's Speech. Great film.
That was a beautiful film. Made
that's
me
another
cry.
That's another movie I will watch over and over and over and over again.
Right amount of length. It's got substance.
Yes.
It's got a story that people can know. Even if you're not a king, you can identify with.
It's got sweet moments. It's got humor.
Mm-hmm.
It's got everything.
It's got
everything.
Welcome to Greg and Jane, Matt, and Air. Just read the Oscars winners from years before.
Well, we're going to go look up some spoiler alerts and report back to you. And then when we return, we will wrap it all up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's Get Snippy With It. It's all on the way. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the vast statewide, countrywide. We're global on the app, baby. Civic Media Radio Network.
Sleep at night. I bore myself in broad daylight, 'cause I
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
We're very pleased to have Nathan Olson here, Olson Legal Group, also the sponsor of our Veteran Salute.
Welcome. And thanks. I want to start out with that whole thank you for your service, because we really mean that. And you hear that.
I appreciate that.
And it's really sincere. And some people say, well, it gets a little bit overused. What else are you going
to
say?
You know, I really don't know what to say when people say that, too.
Right.
Because there is a selfless service aspect to it, but...
But you appreciate it.
Yeah, you very much.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings, 6 till 9 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bott coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Our usual producer, Calvinator, off today. He will be back tomorrow. Greg Bach going to be gone from Wednesday on through next Monday.
Yep.
Going down to Memphis.
Going down to Memphis, I'll have myself a time.
Hope you have a lovely, lovely time.
Me too.
And also, I wanted to give you a shout out. Over the weekend, if you listen any to Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I'm a fan.
The Laughing Tap got a shout out.
What?
Your comedy club got a shout out.
What?
Because you have a big comic coming in a couple weeks.
Yes, we do. We have my... He's been on Netflix. He has been on... Wait, don't tell me. He's a regular there. Mr. Hari Kundabolu is coming back to the Laughing Tap. It's like third time coming back.
Cool.
He is a friend of mine. He's a good guy. He's coming March 20th through the 22nd. So there's five shows. One Thursday, two Friday, two Saturday. Get your tickets. They will sell out.
You can find him on YouTube if you search for him, and you can see some of his stand-up. He's a very, very funny guy.
He's quite political.
Yep.
And I'll leave it at that.
All right. It is 11:53, Greg. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays. Jane says. @civicmedia.us. Today it's the Getting Snippy With Me edition. Headline reads from Ben Coast in the New York Post. Surgeon and father of three performs vasectomy on himself as a gift for his wife. Quote, I am really brave. Unquote.
First of all, let's start. What was that again? What was the name of the author?
Ben Coast.
In what was the name of the paper?
The New York Post.
And it is a vasectomy done by me. Boom! There it is. Oh my gosh! This is.
Would you like details?
Yes.
Here we go. Plastic surgeon Chen Wiyang in Taiwan made men of the world wince after giving himself a vasectomy on camera. He posted it on Instagram. It's gotten 4 million views. Quote, it was a strange feeling to touch and suture my own urethra, declared Dr. Wiyang. He upgraded it to the AI-translated platform for educational purposes. I am really brave, he said on Instagram. The father of three said he decided to give himself a vasectomy as a gift to my wife to ensure the couple didn't have any more children. The doctor opted for a vasectomy. It's one form of male birth control in which the surgeon cuts and seals the tubes that carry sperm, thereby preventing fertilization during sex. Vasectomy has a very low risk of problems and can usually be performed in an outpatient setting under local anesthesia. But unlike most patients, this doctor decided to go the DIY route. The tutorial shows him in his chair performing the operation on himself as he casually talks viewers through it as if he's doing a makeup tutorial. After applying the general anesthetic to his important part, anatomical part, the fully conscious doctor carries out the self-surgery using a scalpel and a clamp. He said he only displayed visible discomfort once, leaning back in his chair in apparent pain, then gathers his tools and resumes the operation. The procedure typically lasts between 10 and 30 minutes. His took twice as long because he performed it on himself. Many commenters praised him for his bravery. You are really awesome, said one fan, while another said, yeah, don't try this at home. Something I think we can all live with.
When you think about it, if you are a doctor and you know what you're doing, I mean, I've seen people tattoo themselves and do a really good job. If you're an expert in the field, I guess, yeah, go for it. I just think... Just the idea, I am very brave. All right, bro, knock it off.
Next time, if you'd like to get your wife a nice gift, flowers are nice.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is the vasectomy can be one thing, but I would never say to my wife, honey, I got you the gift that never gives again.
That wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, Maggie Dawn will be here, our friend and colleague, from 10:30 until 11 o'clock. On the way next, we have the noon news. Todd Alba from noon to 2, Maggie 2 to 4, Dom Salvia 4 to 6, Pete Schwabba lightening it up with Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m., and then Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio from 8 to 9 p.m. Of course, Pat Kreitlow kicks things off early mornings from 6 to 8, and then Earl Ingram Jr. right before us. From 8 to 10 a.m. here on WAUK. Thank you, Greg, and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Stay here. News is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend happenings in terms of news and offer you another look at what's worse, your opportunity to call in. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The world pauses to remember, not to forget, on Holocaust Remembrance Day. Also, the 80th anniversary of the Soviet troops liberating the Auschwitz death camp in Poland. The ceremony at the site, survivors like 86-year-old Tova Friedman remember seeing children led to the gas chamber.
I thought that we all have to die, that it was normal if you're a Jewish child, you have to die.
There are concerns today about rising hate and anti-Semitism. Reports say President Trump is ordering immigration officials to meet a new quota to arrest 1,500 migrants per day. Advocacy groups in Chicago have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over plans for mass deportations in the city. They want an injunction and emergency hearing. Trump administration has halted plans to slap tariffs on products from Colombia after that country agreed to accept deportation flights. This is ABC News.
I'm